All right, man, here we are, just back from Atlanta. It's about 11 o'clock at night. There's no fucking way we're going to be able to do a show for tomorrow. So we're doing another encore show, but this is a Dr. Arthur Barnes show. It's a Halloween show, so, you know. Thunder, hold on, man. God damn it. Hold on. Fuck. And we have a... So how did Atlanta go? Atlanta went pretty fucking good. But I'm glad to be home, and I hate fucking traveling. I don't like traveling alone, you know. I don't know what it is. I don't like going places by myself. I'd rather have somebody with me because it's fucking boring for me. And it's not only that, it's very, I get very homesick. I really do. There's nowhere that I go that I find all that fascinating that I wouldn't rather just be back in, if I'm not, like if I was by myself and I was in Fiji or some shit, yeah, that'd be a different story, but you know. Hey, Thunder, what's up, man? God damn it. I came home, I fed her, hugged on her, loved her, gave her all the loving that she needs, all that shit. And she's flipping out on me, man. She's flipping out. If you like my show, you're going to love the official Lakers podcast. If you like my show, you'll hate the Lakers podcast.
Fucking dying, man.
Dying, man, from the heat. God damn. Oh, fuck. Fucking Uber at LAX. Forget it. Just forget it, man. I know you mean well, Uber. And they had all their people there. Uber at LAX, that's when you realize what a busy airport LA is. LA International Airport is. You know, Hartsfield, Atlanta, I think surpassed Chicago in terms of air traffic. Chicago being the busiest airport in the United States. Okay? Chicago was. Now it's Atlanta, they say. But Uber at Atlanta is nothing. You walk down, there's three signs. Here's Uber. Okay, the guy goes, hi, how you doing? Yeah, are you Phil? Yeah, okay. And you're gone. Fucking L.A.? Holy Jesus. It must be something they're doing with the way they're reorganizing how they're doing rideshare, taxis, what they call ride apps, which is Uber and Lyft and all that shit. And, you know, shuttles and all that. because when I got to L.A., and apparently everybody I know, this is news to them, because I talked to people tonight, they said, I ain't fucking seen that. Well, I guess I was the first one because my Uber driver tonight said that I was his first customer in that mess. But essentially what it was this. You walk out, you get on a shuttle. I thought you just walked like to under a sign that says Uber. No, not anymore. Not at LAX. You get into a van. That's right, a van that goes about 3 miles an hour. And it creeps fucking along and it creeps fucking along. And they pack the motherfucking van until finally they get to this. It looks like Space Mountain on a holiday at Disney World. It's all I can tell you. Just the lines going every fucking where. The people who are with me in the van are like, what the hell is this? So we get off this goddamn shuttle. And I will say this for Uber and LAX. They had a million people there directing you to exactly where you were going, where you needed to go. They were really cool. They were very patient. They were so good. Everybody was thanking them. So I will give them that. The kids that were there representing LAX and Uber and the Lyft people, they were all really cool. Here's where you go. This is where you go. Nobody was impatient. Nobody was like an asshole. And you don't know where you are, man. I go, where's the Uber line? Uber is on the third island in, you know, so here's the taxis. I got to cross one street and to another thing, and then I got to cross another street. And I'm going across, and the cops are, they probably could have given me a jaywalking ticket. They didn't. Till I finally get to this line that says Uber X, which is I took the slightly bigger car. And I'm like, okay. And what? He says, the guy says, can I help you, sir? I says, yes, I'm looking for the Uber X. You're in the right line. Go down here. And have you ordered your car yet, sir? I said, yes, I have. He says, you should be getting a text number. Get this. You should be getting a series of numbers. I look and I go, yes, I do. I've got like six numbers. He goes, that's it. That's your PIN. Hold on to that. Go down to the line here. Just wait. They'll direct you to your Uber. Well, how does that work, man? Because you know how you used to call a guy and you know him and he knows you and you got each other's names and he knows where you're going and that's it, right? In this system, you have this number. The guy says, go, you know, okay, sir, go on down there to that first car. Yeah, everybody's following me. They have their little cars. Give him your number. I go, okay, he goes, hold on, sir. Let me take your bag and put it in the bag. This young man was Armenian and a pretty sharp guy. He'd been in business with a cousin of his, and they owned a taxi and Uber seemed to be a better thing, but he's not really sure because, you know, they're taking a lot of money from those drivers now. He says, hold on, sir. Don't tell me your number until we get inside the car because I have to look at my, you know, my app. And he goes, okay, what is it? I said, it's 51 dum bum boom boom. Yep, that's right. You're Phil? I go, yeah. I go, you're Gilbert or something. His name came up. I go, yeah. He goes, and where are you going? I said, this address. He goes, cool. There it is. Bang. We're off. So the little ID number they give you immediately makes you recognizable to the driver, and to the driver you are to him, and he is to you, and all this. And I was going to Westlake Village, and that's not close. Westlake Village is a good 50 miles from the airport, but it was only an hour and 15 minutes, and that's nothing. We got up to 405, though, and it was fucked up. I said, what about that Getty fire? He said, fire's not a problem. I said, oh, okay, that's great. And because we could have taken PCH, or as Bud calls it, Highway 90. As Bud calls it, Highway 99. And what's the Bob Dylan album? Highway 61 Revisited? Yeah. To Bud, PCH is Highway 99. So went up to 405, and the guy was very interesting to talk to because he, you know, I started it. You know, he wasn't going to talk, but I started. I said, let me ask you about the money split, how things are going with Uber. And he launched into the whole thing. He says, it's fucked up. And he's right. If you think about it, Uber is taking an enormous amount of money for doing nothing more than being this highly sophisticated sort of licensing company. That's all they do. They just license you so that you can use the name Uber. You're paying for the use of the name as a driver. And you're paying a lot of goddamn money. You're paying more money than you should. The drivers are getting fucked at Uber. Let me give it to you right straight up. They got the car. It's their time. It's their risk. It's their trip, you know. It's they're the guys that are out there. They're doing the job. Uber has a name. And, you know, they provide some services. It's like the National Football League. It ain't about the National Football League office in New York. It's about the goddamn 30 teams that they have under the banner of the National Football League. So the thing that gives the National Football League all of its juice, all of its power, all of its, you know, its brand are the teams. There's nothing inherent about the National Football League. Nobody gives a flying fuck about the commissioner's office and the referees and a bunch of marketing people. That's it. That's the NFL in New York. And lawyers. Lawyers up the fucking wazoo. Well, no one's going to pay fucking money for that. And they don't do anything. They're not doing anything to earn money. They're not doing a fucking thing to earn money. They're laying down some rules and some laws, and they're walking around and... But all of their power flows from the teams. That's exactly the model that Uber ought to be working with. But Uber, they want their piece of the pie like they see Facebook getting and like they see Twitter getting a little bit and they see all these other companies making all this fucking money. They want to make money. Whether or not, it's not the same model. It's not the same fucking business. They paid some fucking guy, their CEO, they hired this guy to, what, they bonused him $100 million fucking dollars? For what? $100 million? To do what? Come up with new and cute ways to fuck these drivers more? Come up with new and better ways to split the money some new way where everybody's happy? I mean, that's what you're paying $100 million. That's exactly what they're paying $100 million for. Don't even worry about it. That's what they're paying $100 million for. How can we make more money out of this finite and ever-dwindling pot of cash? Say, well, why is the money going down? Well, for starters, the money's going down because the company wants more money from the drivers, so the drivers are having to give up certain areas to focus on where they know the business is. They're not out there in the suburbs anymore, hanging around looking for Daisy, who wants to go to the goddamn supermarket. They're back at LAX. They're back at the hotels. Used to be able to, you know, I tried to get a ride out of the fucking beach one day on Uber. There wasn't a fucking car to be had, man. And they didn't give a shit. And I don't blame them. Guy's trying to make some fucking money. He's going to hang around out in the fringes of the LA beach area. It was really a great, it was an interesting conversation. I was doing the math in my head. I'm thinking, because I've heard a million guys, as you have, if you've ridden in enough cabs and now Ubers, you know that everybody's getting fucked some way and everyone's not making money and business could be better. And, you know, but this guy was right. I'd heard about it. And there's a certain, I've gotten lost in my own thought here, so welcome to our pre-show. So we're going to go ahead and roll this. This is a Dr. Arthur Barnes show from October of 2014.
I think you'll find this fascinating. I really do. I honestly do. And here it is. And so why don't we start, shall we? All right.
I'm only going to promo to read here, and I will read it thusly.